This is Jennifer Martin, and this is Gen X. Due to my husband's recent Air Force retirement, we have been confronted for the very first time with the choice of where to live. Most military retirees go back home or stay wherever they retire. My husband and I aren't from the same state, so returning home isn't the simplest choice. This is driving distance to both our families, so it makes sense to stay. But are there reasons to leave? If I were going to take a cold look at the data in order to decide whether or not to live in Oklahoma, what conclusion would I reach? I did a quick Google search on state rankings, and while I didn't verify all of the following, what I found was disheartening. According to various surveys and reports, Oklahoma ranks 44th in the health of its citizens, second in number of teen births, first in prescription painkiller abuse, 44th in per student spending, 43rd in education overall, 35th in percent of children living in poverty. Oklahoma has a higher rate of uninsured drivers, obesity, untreated mental illness, smoking, you name it. Find a list a state doesn't want to be on the bottom of, and you'll probably see Oklahoma right down there in the bottom five. On paper, Oklahoma doesn't look good. And do I even have to mention the weather? So what does Oklahoma have? Why do people stay? My dad used to joke that the reason his ancestors settled in Piedmont, Kansas, was because that was where the ox died. In truth, our settler forefathers were hardly the type to just settle. They were always looking for greener pastures and bigger skies, and this was certainly true of the risk-takers who participated in the Oklahoma land rush. As for Native Americans, some claimed Oklahoma as their ancestral home, while others were forcibly relocated here. But why does anyone stay today? Some stay for the simple reason that this is where they're from and where their families are. Some stay because this is where the job is. Some stay for the low cost of living. Some probably stay because it hasn't occurred to them to leave. I can only tell you for sure why I would stay, and I hope when I do, you will forgive me for all that unflattering data I just presented. And I hope you will reconsider why you live here, and maybe see Oklahoma through fresh eyes. When we moved here, I was pleasantly surprised to find a thriving art scene in Oklahoma. From the Lyric to Pollard to Poteet, there's an impressive amount of good live theater in Oklahoma City. As a former theater major, this is a great joy for me to get to share this passion with my daughters. My husband loves music and never seems to have trouble finding an open mic night. And before kids, I worked in museums, so I was pleased to find there are multiple good museums here, from the Chickasaw Cultural Center, the Oklahoma History Center, and the Oklahoma Art Museum with its gorgeous Chihuly. And there are so many colleges and universities here. Clearly, Oklahomans do care about education. And who knew you could sail in Oklahoma or row? And for sports, there's the Barons, the Redhawks, and of course, the Thunder. And restaurants. There are so many restaurants, and so many of them are local. I have lived in the town without a single museum. I have lived in the town with only an Applebee's for nightlife. I've lived in the town where the nearest university or airport was an hour away. So Oklahoma City isn't New York City, but there really is a lot to do here. Furthermore, Oklahoma City consistently boasts of some of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. And according to Forbes, it is the 9th best state in which to make a living. Oklahoma's cost of living is well below the national average, and another study names Oklahoma City as the number one city for starting a small business. And while the Oklahoma landscape may seem stark and featureless to some, I find its vast prairies and color-drenched sunsets soul-soothing. I find the variety of wildflowers and the flight of the scissortail unique and beautiful. Then there is the Oklahoma standard. I have found this extends far beyond lending a hand during a crisis. It is the ease with which I've made friends in Oklahoma. It is how easy it is to strike up a conversation with almost anyone, almost anywhere in Oklahoma City. People here help each other in times of need, of course, but they also see each other. They interact with each other. If you ever feel lonely here in Oklahoma, just go to the store and choose the longest checkout line. For those of you discouraged by the seemingly endless bad news about Oklahoma, or for those of you who just take your home state for granted, this is for you. Oklahoma is far from a perfect place. There's no denying that. But there are no other people I would rather work shoulder by shoulder with to improve a place than Oklahomans.
Well, I've never